We all want to age well. And if you've scrolled through TikTok, cracked open a Blue Zone book, or watched Silicon Valley tech bro inject himself with goat placenta, you know that the longevity grift is booming. They are the best sellers on the New York Times best-selling list. But here's the twist. Science already gave us a working formula. No grift required. Welcome to 4Q, where we slice through nutrition nonsense and serve the facts. Extra virgin. We are selling more ice baths, more infrared saunas, and yes, even beef tallow to smear on your feast like a paleo moisturizer. Longevity culture has become a bizarre marketplace of cold plunges and cow fat. Today, what actually works for healthy aging and what definitely doesn't. Before we dive into how to age well, let us clear something up. While we may not be able to dramatically extend our lifespan, we absolutely can improve our health span. The number of years we stay active, independent, and mentally sharp. Living better matters more than living longer. Today, on 4Q, we're going to make sense of the madness of longevity. I am your chief medical explanationist, Dr. Terry Simpson, and this is 4Q, 4Q University, where we bust a few myths, make sense of the madness, and teach you a little bit about food and medicine. The boring habits that actually work. The eternal life fantasy, from pharaohs to fancy bottles. For centuries, people have searched for the secret to eternal life. Whether it was locked in the tomb of a mummified pharaoh, whispered in the smoke of a witch doctor's hut, or hidden behind the eternally youthful facade of Dorian Gray. Today we have our modern mystics. They don't wear robes or wave incense. Well, some of them wave incense. But they wear scrubs on Instagram. They run wellness clinics. They give TED Talks. Many of them are selling methylated vitamins, resveratrol, NMN, and other compounds with sciency-sounding names. People like Mark Hyman, or chiropractors, supplement influencers, people without a PhD between them but a warehouse full of pills and potions to sell. What they're selling isn't much different than the elixirs and tonics peddled in the 1800s. It's the same promise in fancier packaging, with buzzwords like sirtuins, epigenetic optimization, and cellular regeneration. Let's be clear. There is no magic capsule to reverse aging. If there were, these folks wouldn't need a subscription model. They'd get a Nobel Prize. So before you hand over $89.99 a month for your longevity stack, ask yourself this. Is this medicine or modern snake oil? Let's start with the basic, unsexy, yes, supported by every legitimate aging study. Also yes. Sleep. 7 to 9 hours. That's when your brain clears metabolic gunk like beta amyloid. Exercise, cardio, resistance training, and balance work. All reduce inflammation, preserve brain function, and extend health span. If exercise could be put into a pill, it would be amazing. Vaccinations. Yes, really. Shingrix, the anti-shingles, anti-herpes zoster vaccine, reduces dementia by 20%. COVID vaccines reduce cognitive decline risk. And the last 40 studies on statins show they decrease the risk of dementia by up to 20%. Let's stop pretending that aging well is a secret. It's mostly lifestyle and mostly free. The Mediterranean diet is a science-backed blueprint. If there's one diet with decades of actual peer-reviewed research behind it, it's the Mediterranean diet. One large study years ago even showed that the more a person adhered to the Mediterranean diet by their score, the greater the benefit and increasing longevity they had by as much as 9%, and that included their health span. Let's talk about red meat. A little bit goes a long way. So before the shirtless Paul Saladino tries to convince you to grill yet your fourth hamburger for breakfast, think about this. Studies that are actually scientifically based show that if you limit red meat to 4 ounces a day or less, it's fine. The lower saturated fat intake you have, the less chronic inflammation you will get. Increasing amounts of red meat lead to increasing risk of cancer, heart disease, and type 2 diabetes. And after about 3 ounces, your body won't absorb any more iron or many of the other macronutrients. The giant steak? Mostly you're just feeding your colon, not your cells. In traditional Mediterranean regions, meat is a condiment. It is not a centerpiece. How about olive oil over butter? Extra virgin olive oil is rich in monounsaturated fatty acids, like polyphenols. All of them act as a natural anti-inflammatory, and bonus, your arteries and your neurons will benefit. Whole grains and legumes, things like beans, lentils, farro, barley, they're packed with fiber, plant protein, and nutrients. They feed your gut microbiome, which plays a key role in your brain health. And unlike refined grains, whole grains have been associated with less obesity, less type 2 diabetes, longer life, less heart disease, and reduced cancer risk. They're also packed with more fiber per gram than most fruits and vegetables. How about polyphenol power? Berries, dark leafy greens, tomatoes, eggplants, these contain polyphenols that protect your neurons, that is, the cells in your brain and those long cells that you don't want to have neuropathy with. They enhance vascular blood vessel function, they reduce whole body inflammation, and they stimulate neurogenesis. They stimulate your brain nerves. How about a word about wine? Yep, it's on the Mediterranean diet. But it's one glass, with food, occasionally. And let's be clear, that's 5 ounces, not the usual 8-ounce pour you get at most restaurants. And it's meant to be once per day, max. In fact, if you don't drink alcohol during the day or night, you get a Mediterranean diet point. So a little wine doesn't seem to be a problem. A lot of wine leads to neuroinflammation, that headache in the morning, leads to cardiotoxicity, leads to kidney toxicity, leads to your joints feeling horrible the next day. One glass is enough, none is better. Now, fruits like berries, grapes, oranges, and apples are a daily staple of the Mediterranean diet. They're rich in vitamins, fiber, polyphenols, and reduce the oxidative stress that support cardiovascular and brain health. Unlike juice, whole fruit provides satiety and a lower glycemic impact. Vegetables are a foundation. Think leafy greens, tomatoes, zucchini, eggplant, peppers, onions, cucumbers. Eaten in abundance and variety, they offer fiber, antioxidants, and the anti-inflammatory compounds that reduce the risk of chronic disease. Aim for multiple servings a day, and yes, potatoes don't count. Interesting, you can still score a full point on the Mediterranean diet score, one of the 9 components, if you just have 3.5 servings of vegetables. That amounts to about 9 ounces of vegetables, maybe like the equivalent of several carrots. Here's what doesn't work, but sells like crazy. People who think alcohol is a health food. People who avoid vaccines and think that that's going to be better for you. People who ignore high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Let's talk about that Instagram longevity crowd. What they have is Botox, hair transplant, ring lights, and still, all of them are aging like everybody else. Why? Because the Hayflick limit still applies. Cells only divide so many times. No amount of powdered elk antler will change that. How about your mitochondria? Yep, your mitochondria age. And yes, gurus are selling NAD, NADH supplements like they're the elixirs of youth. Truth? NAD perks up mitochondria. But does it extend life? Not really. If it did, I'd be giving it to my 15-year-old dog and probably be taking it myself. But if you want to really support your mitochondria, here's some simple things you can do. Move more. Sleep more. Eat more Mediterranean-style diet. When you talk about aging with science and sanity, we don't need a magic pill. We need movement, Mediterranean-style meals, managed health conditions, and modern medicine. The science is in. The question is, will you follow it? Thanks for tuning in to 4Q. Subscribe, share, or next time someone tells you they have discovered their secret to immortality, ask if it's peer-reviewed, and ask how old the peers are who reviewed it. Until next time, do check out our blog associated with this on 4Q and yourdoctorsorders.com. Eat smart, age wisely, stay unfiltered. And hey, if you like this episode, make sure to subscribe to 4Q wherever you get your podcast. Leave a review, share it with your friends. And if you got questions or gripe about food and longevity, send them my way. I might just feature you in a future episode. This episode was researched and written by me, Dr. Terry Simpson, and while I am a board-certified doctor, I am not your doctor. So if you're planning to make health changes, please talk to a Western-trained, board-certified physician, not a chiropractor, not your supplement dealer, not the gym bro, and definitely not the Eastern-trained shaman. Our audio production and distribution were handled by our friends at Simpler Media and the pod god himself, Mr. Evo Terra. Have a good week, everybody. Hey, Evo, it just bugs me that wine doesn't count as a serving of fruit.
What? Next you'll tell me that beer doesn't count as a whole grain, heretic. Oh, and that background rumble that you hear, that's the ocean. I'm on vacation in Belize. Cheers!